Let me just review what we did yesterday briefly and just make some ha'aros that some of you shared. We were dealing with the question of the Ra'ah, the Bedek Abayis against the Rajba and the Taurus Abayis. The Rajba said that a katan sheshachad beinol v'natzma, if he shechted by himself, so b'dievad we'd trust such a shechita. There's nemanus. And the Ra'ah commented that eid echad neman b'yisur only works when an individual is Taurus Eidus. But a katan doesn't have Taurus Eidus, and a katan does not have Nemanis when it comes to Eid Echad. So we can't trust the Shechita of a katan, Bein Ol Vein Atzma. So we're trying to defend the Shechita of the Rajba, that maybe there are some instances where a katan does have Nemanis if he's in Eid Echad. So we said maybe it goes back to the source, and the basis of Eid Echad in general. So one suggestion we had was the Rashi in Chulin Yud Amid Beis that says, V'shachar Ben Abakar, that a person shechts the animal, and the Kohen is allowed to trust the Shechita was a good Shechita, he could go ahead and eat it. So that tells us that Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisur. So he said, well, that, who maybe a Katan can't do the Avodah, the Katan can't do a Shechita. So Jacob asked me, how do you know? Is that really true, that a Katan can't do the Shechita? So there's a Sugya in Chulin Yud Beis Amud Beis that talks about the Maisa Katan and Machshav of a Katan. If you take a look there, Rashi says it's referring to Shechitas Kachim. The Gemara ends up concluding that a shechitas kachim of a katan does not work. It does not take effect because he doesn't have the proper machshava, doesn't have the kavana. So a katan may not do shechita. You look at Tosos says there might be an instance where a katan can do shechita, but the reading of Rashi is that a katan cannot do shechitas kachim. So if shechas ben abakar, which is referring to kachim, is the source of Eid Echad, and a katan can't do that, so it sounds like that a katan would never have nemanus as an Eid Echad. That would be the understanding. But if you assume some other sources, like we said, if biyado is the Ratosocytes, biyado is the reason why we trust a shechita. Yeah.
If you hold it that the source is from shechita and that a katan tachayim and shechitas, then what do you do with the zavo? We know the girl could do it.
Say that again.
The girl is able to count, the katana girl, we said, is allowed to count as a zavo. So mm-hmm. You can't just say if you learn out from the sources from shechitas kachim and a katan can't do it. Then you see that a katan never has that monif, but then we clearly see over there that a katan does have...
By Zava. Excellent. Great question. So the point, I was thinking about this, Eli pointed out something as well to me yesterday, that there's a Rashi in Yevamos that says Eid Echad has to work because Efshar Binyan Acher. It's impossible. We need to rely on Eid Echad. So he thought that may have been the source of Eid Echad, because Efshar is not a source. Efshar means there has to be a source. It has to work. We don't know, that's not the source. There is a source somewhere. So I think all these different sources of Vesafra La and Veshachat are just different proofs for the same idea that Eid Echad definitely does work. There's no real source. This is the, Rav Asher Weiss likes to say, Ratzon HaTorah, Ratzon Hashem. There's an inyan of Ratzon Hashem. Tzar Bal Chaim is a concept that Torah wants you to live by. And there are like 15 different sources as what's the source of Tzar Bal Chaim. So there are many sources. There's no one source that tells us the halacha. It's a halacha that's clear Eid Echad is trusted. Otherwise, you can't eat people's houses. Veshachat ben Abakar is a proof, not a source, it's a proof for it. The Safrala is a proof for it. So in the end of the day, it might be that a katana or a katana might be accepted. And you may not be able to look into the exact makor. That's what I was thinking. It's a very good question. Then we said, we made another suggestion, which I thought based on the Yerayim, that Yerayim said, Eid Echad is limited in when we trust him, only when he's a regular individual. He's not necessarily an Adam Kasher. But the Yerayim said, as quoted by Hagos HaShri, if he's an Adam Kasher, so then he would be believed up against anything, even against a Chezkas Isser, an Eid Echad, that's a Adam Kasher, V'yasher, we would trust him. So I thought, I wondered whether or not you could apply that to a Katan as well. Maybe you could make the Chilek. Maybe there's such a thing as a Katan who's an Adam Kasher, and maybe that's the type of Shochet we're talking about where he's trusted. So then I came across this Ramah. I should have looked at the Ramah beforehand. But this is the Shulchan Aruch where he quotes the din of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin in Hilchas Yai Nesach and Simen Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Gimel. So at the end he says, he makes such a chilek, he paskins that katan ein lo din Eid Lios Neman B'Yisurin. He paskins we don't trust in Eid Echad by a katan. But then he's mechalik between a katan charifu baki bedavar vikar aglaim ledavar once we machmir, if he says it's something's aser, l'chumra, we should trust it. If he's made on something that's an Isser Medir Abanan, and it's lowest Chazik Yisura, so then there's room to trust and based on Bedikas Chametz. So I don't want to get heavily involved in Eid Neman, Eid Echad Neman, but we see there are kulas that normally we don't pass like Eid Echad, by katan, unless it's a suffik yitzchazik yisura and it's an iser derabanan, and he's also a adam kasher. So it wasn't quite, it was against what I was saying. I thought maybe you can say an adam kasher katan works. The Rama clearly paskins differently. Okay, in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Rama paskins that we don't trust an eid echad by a katan. We have this as well by Tfilas Kalim, that we don't trust a katan either because of eid echad nemen bisurim does not apply to a katan. And then we have this by Hilchos Shechita. Lemaisa we passing like the Ra'ah, that ein, we don't trust the katan by eid echad. Eid echad nemen bisurim does not apply to a katan. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, rather the Rama writes this, about im shachad beino levein atmo shechitas apasol. That's in the end of the day. We say a shechitas katan does not work if it's beino or levein atmo. Now why is that? So the Shach says, because of the Ra'ah. It's the din of the Ra'ah that there's no nemanus. The katan lacks nemanus. So all the whole discussion we discussed was only trying to defend the Rush, who says that there is nemanus for katan, but we pass in the end of the day there is no nemanus for katan and he can't do a shechita. But then the Shach quotes the understanding of the Levush. The Vush thinks a katan can't do shechita for a different reason, nothing to do with nemanus. He might agree that there's no nemanus, but there's another reason why, or maybe he holds that there is nemanus by katan, and therefore he comes up with a different reason. What's the different reason of the Levush? He says because he's la bar zvichai. Just to remind you, I know we mentioned this many times, but review is always good, that we had a machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, why that shechita of a avodah zarah doesn't work. So the Rambam felt because an iser avodah zarah, and the Tosfos and Mechadish, based on a Tosefta, that v'zavachta v'achalta, only person who's chayv in zvicha could you eat from. And since Ovdei Avodah Zarah is not chayv in zvicha, we can't eat his zvicha, his shechita, and he's pasul. So the Levush thinks that applies to a katan as well. A katan is not chayv in zvicha, he's not chayv in mitzvahs. He's patur, he has chayv midin chinuch, but midirais is not chayv, so he's la bar zvicha hi. So the Shach argues, the Shach doesn't think this is correct. The Shach says, Zeu tema, this is a big problem, because granted, maybe Ovdei Kochavim is achayv in Shechita, ava vadai to katan mitzuva, sharei oser lo lechol belo Shechita. So the Shach is making two assumptions here. Assumption one, he's defining the nature of the mitzvah of Shechita, back to the first year. We had a machlokas, either Shechita is a matir, not a mitzvah at all, that's a sheet of Tosfos and Shavuos. Or we thought maybe it was a mitzvah, a machlokas, which type of mitzvah. The Rambam thought it was a mitzvah aseh, and the Ravid thought it was an iser aseh. So if it's an aseh, so ketanim are not chayv in aseh, midiraisa. So according to the Rambam, the katan would not be bar zvicha. But according to the Ravid, who holds that shechita is an iser aseh, so the Shach says, if you assume it's an iser aseh, a katan is chayv in los aseh. So that's a very important chiluk, that a katan is patern aseis, but it's chayv in los aseis. And that's the second assumption. The second assumption, the first assumption is the nature of shechita. The second assumption is the involvement of a katan. Everyone agrees a katan's patern mitzvah aseis, but it seems that there's a machlokas whether he's chayv in los aseis. Chayv in los aseis, what would happen if a katan eats a nevela? What would happen, let's say, if a gadol eats a nevela? What's the punishment? Gets malchus, right? Gets malchus for eating a nevela. What happens if a katan eats a nevela? Nothing. Nothing happens. It doesn't get punished. A katan doesn't get punished. So, seemingly, a katan is not chayv in los aseis either. So, what exactly does a shach mean that he's chayv in nevela?
It's not a bar
onshin. Yeah, but.
But it could be aser
perhaps. Ah, so that's what the Pirma Gadim writes, and other achronim write this as well, exactly. That according to some achronim, he's la bechlal lavim entirely. It's a big sugi nevamos that we can't give a nevela to him. If he takes a nevela, we're not mesuvim the half free show. We don't have to stop him, but we can't hand it to him. So there's a question when you can't. It's based on the Gemara in Yevamos, the pasuk Emor al Kohanim. It says lahazir gedolim al ketanim. Is that a requirement on the gedolim that we can't give them, and if we do give them, it's our violation as a gadol, Or when we say lahazik dom al tam, it means because there's an iser of the katan to eat something. And we lifnei iver to hand them food. And they taka do get an iser, just la bar onshin. So the Prima Gadim says that even though they're la bar onshin who, they are still chayiv in iserim. Their maisa of losa says it actually is considered a maisa. So that's the second assumption of the Shach. That again, they are chayiv, that they are chayiv to keep lavim, the ketanim, but their pater from onshim. And this Reb Soloveitchik says this as well in Shir Harav, that they are la bar onshin hu, but they are chayiv to keep lo sases. So Reb Soloveitchik has a fascinating piece. I don't know if you guys saw this, so if not, I'll just walk you through. So he brings a number of interesting proofs how we see that the maisa aveira of a katan is considered a maisa aveira, that he is chayiv in lavim, he just doesn't get punished for it. So one of the proofs he brings is a Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. In Hilchos Shkagos, Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel, he says that a ben tesh shanim v'yom echad, a katan, who's the age of nine, the reason why he says the age of nine, because under the age of nine, he's about to talk about bia and iser bia, under the age of nine, a boy that's not considered a bia. So we're talking about a ben tesh shanim shebal shivcha charufa. A shivcha charufa, there's a three-way machlokis in the Gemara increases what's a shivcha charufa. We're going to assume, like the Rambam, a shivcha charufa is a shivcha kananis, who's meyuchah to an Eved Kenani. So there's some marriage there, if you will. A strange marriage between a Shivcha Kenanis and an Eved Kenani. So now she's an Eishes Ish to a certain extent. And a Ben Tesh Shadim Hushabalav, the Lach is he loka, the Shivcha Charufa gets Malkos, but who may be carbon? The Katan brings a carbon. So the Rambam just has a little caveat. He says he doesn't bring the carbon until he gets older. He did the Maisa when he's a Katan, but he could only bring it when he's a carbon, when he's an older person. So the Raven and Achron Mo'am Farshim ask, how could a katan be chayv a karban? He's a katan. A katan doesn't do a maisa. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik approves, Rav Soloveitchik quotes from Rav Chaim, that it must be that the maisa vera of a katan is considered a maisa vera. And that's why he's chayv a karban on this maisa vera. Another proof he brings is the Rambam and Hilchos Akum, when it comes to an ir nedachas. The Ir Nedachas, the halacha is if the entire city worships Avodah Zarah, they wipe out, they kill everyone, Ish, Nashim, V'taf. Everyone gets killed, men, women, and children. And if only Rov, if only most of the city, so then they kill those people who worshipped it. So it's a whole discussion why exactly why the women and children are being killed here. So there is one shot that the women and children are being killed because they're being pulled in from their husbands and their fathers. They taka did nothing wrong. But once the fathers are being killed because of an ir nedachas, so the nashim and taf are being thrown in, pulled in as well. But Rav Soloveitchik said, no, not true. We're talking about a case where the nashim and katanim did avodah zara as well. And the reason why they're being killed is not because of being dragged in by their fathers who did avodah zara. They themselves did a maisa avera. So this is an exception that there's a punishment for the katanim on the maisa avera. But yet another example where we see that the maisa vera of a katan is considered maisa vera. So we have now the case of the iser nevela. We have by shifcha charufa, and we have now by ir hanedachas. And this is the shita of this Rav Soloveitchik, and this is the shita of Prima Gadim, that although they're pate mitzvah asay, they are chayiv in los asays. Everyone's good? Yeah. He says that the chayv and losa says.
Yeah, he's mechalik between losa says, but he never says because the maisa v'katan is a maisa avera.
No, but I would imagine once you think that the chayv and losa says, so then the result being is the maisa avera is considered a maisa avera.
Unless there's another svara behind it. Saying unless you want to say there's a difference between when we look at the azhar we give to a katan is because when it comes to losa says, we just because it's an aspect of not doing anything, so we'll say, but when we sit, there is an asara, it isn't possible to have an asara for a katan when it comes to an essay, because he's just going to do it.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
The maisa may be absolutely nothing. That he has, the maisa of a katan is nothing. The point is, when it comes to the asara that we give, we'll just say by los essays, it's not a thing. By lo, meaning by essays, we'll say that, therefore, because his maisa is nothing, so he's not b'chalal parasha.
when it comes to Los Essays, we're going to say because what that means is he'll do nothing, so he could be Bechal the Parsha.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's what the Primer Gadol meant. What Shimi is saying is that if you make him chayiv in mitzvah aseh, he's not going to do it, so Meli he's not going to be bechal parsha. Lo aseh by definition means you don't do anything. So Katan doesn't do anything, so that means he's bechal parsha of not doing things.
Because shchita, we're talking about shchita now, which is an aseh. So how does it become a parsha huh? If the Primer Gadol is just like Reb Chaim, then how is a Katan a parsha huh?
Because he's chayiv in lo aseh. No, but that's the point.
Rambam.
According to, it's within the Rambam sheet you're saying.
Because
right?
The Reb Chaim was within the Rambam.
So now you bring, so we were working within the Shach's understanding. So now you're going to work back to the Rambam. The Rambam hold that's a mitzvah asay, and there's a shechita. So, but the Rambam himself doesn't hold that katan is bar zvicha. That's not the reason. He can't hold that. He doesn't hold the bar zvicha. So he's taking the Rambam for every, you know, nekuda won't follow through. He doesn't need to even deal with this. The Rambam holds in general, there's a los essay of that katan chayven. But a katan, by shchita, that's not shayach for shchita because there's no los essay by shchita according to the Rambam. I don't think what your question is within the Rambam. I think in theory you could make a chilek in that it's still plausible to say that a katan is chayv in los essays, but as ma'isaver may not be effective. That I think is something you can say. So you can't be mechalik that way. I'm fine with saying that if you want. That's certainly okay. Okay. So now let's. I'll just mention the kovetz aros and then finish off with one other shot, which I think might make sense for this shach. He said another reason why a katan may be considered bar zvicha. We're trying to figure out why would a katan be a bar zvicha. So either we have because the shach's understanding of bar zvicha. Because shchita is also an iser nevela, they're attached. And a katan is also chayv in los aseis, so he's considered in the parsha, he's a bar zvicha. That's the pshar of the shach, based on Primer Gadol and Rav Soloveitchik, that whole discussion. The Vachanan also makes a suggestion, but he also adds another one, which I mentioned already twice before, that even if you assume a katan isn't chayv in los aseis, completely pater, but he is still in the parsha of tum of atara. And when an animal is shechted, it's tahor. And when an animal dies without a shechita, it's a nevela, which means there's tumah. So the tumah aspect is certainly relevant to a katan, and that's what makes him a bar zvicha. That's Rav Chanan's suggestion. And Rav Soloveitchik also makes a suggestion at the end of the piece. He also has this same idea. I want to finish off with a final suggestion, which I didn't see in the Achorim, but I think may make sense. I don't know if anyone got here yet. Yes, Max. See those Ein Hidalit it was? I don't think it's the claw part. I think he's saying, I think he just says that the first pshat is the iser of nevela applies to a katan and doesn't apply to an akum. And the second pshat is the tumah applies to a katan and doesn't apply to an akum. Okay. So now let's, this Reb Chaim here. It's not a hard Reb Chaim. It's good to look through if you have a chance. But there's a concept of the Gemara. It seems to be a contradiction in two Gemaras, one in Nedarim Daf Lam Devav and one in Pesachim Daf Peches about Celebias. Celebias is talking about Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach is that when they buy a seh for the entire house, so everyone in the family is included in that seh. And they include Ketanim as well. Ketanim are included within that. And there's a Shaila that how could you include a Katan? Tosos there in Peches says, if a person's not roy to being part of the Karban, it's also from Tiv. So let's say if I invite you, after I already shechted my Karban Pesach, I invite you to eat the Karban Pesach, there's an Isser for you to eat, because you were not part of the guest list. Shah Shechita. So how could you include a Katan? So the Gemara says, because Celebias is deraisa. That Celebias for the entire family, even a Katan's included in that. But But the Gemara Nedarim says, no, we conclude that Selabayis is not a deraisa. It's really not, and a katan's not really included in that. Tosus deals with how to figure that out, even though there's an iser, because of chinuch, you're allowed to violate a very interesting small Tosus. Take a look there. How sometimes we can violate isurim for the purposes of chinuch. So either way, in the surface, though, it sounds like a contradiction whether Selabayis includes a katan or doesn't include a katan. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. It's also based on the Gemara Pesachim that Chein Katan Shehigdil Bein Shnei Pesachim. We know there's Pesach Rishon, there's Pesach Sheni. Someone misses Pesach Rishon because he was Tamei or Derech Rechoka, so then he's able to make it up Pesach Sheni. So what about a Katan? So Katan Shehigdil Bein Shnei Pesachim Chayavim Lasos Pesach Sheni. So he wasn't Roy, he wasn't a Gadda at the time of Pesach Rishon, so he has to make one in Pesach Sheni. He's a chiv of Tashlumim. That itself is a whole other discussion. The Gemara talks about whether Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumim or not for Pesach Rishon. But then this is the key line. This is the chiddush of the Rama. Im shachtu Allah berishon, however, then he's pater. Let's say they included the katan for the Pesach Rishon, which they didn't have to, and perhaps they weren't even supposed to. And they shachtu Karban Pesach for the katan, so then he's actually off the hook from Pesach Sheni. Doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Kesef Mishnah there asks, it doesn't make any sense. The Katan's La Bar Chiyuvahi. And just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, if a Shota eats matzah, and then he becomes Nishtafa, then he gets his Das back, he's Chayav to eat matzah again. Because when he ate matzah initially, he was a Shota, and a Shota is La Bar Chiyuvah, La Bar Dehu. So his Maisa was meaningless. So then when he gets his Das back, if it's still Pesach, he has to eat matzah again. So the Kesef Mishnah says, if that's the case, Katan as well. Just because they shechted a Karban Pesach for Katan, he was Labar Chiyuvahi on Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring Pesach Sheni. How does this work? So the Mari Kurkur says, because the Pasuk says, Selabayis is a Din Deraisa that includes a Katan. So if once a Pasuk comes to Selabayis, this is an exception. In general, you're right. Katan's Labar Chiyuvahi, and a Maisa he did when he's a Katan doesn't work for when he gets older. So, but here's an exception because Selabayis is a din deraisa by Karban Pesach. Now, the Rav Chaim doesn't like that because the Gemara Nedarim clearly says Selabayis is not deraisa. So, how is a katan able to fulfill this mitzvah? So, what he ends up saying is it's more lamdish than I'm going to say, but I don't want to lose you guys on this. But let's just say there's a difference between chiv and kiyum. He says a katan is la bar chiva. He's not chayv in Karban Pesach, but he's mekayim Karban Pesach. He's bechlal the karban. He's not mufka. Einam mufkam me'etzim hadinim. And therefore, he says, when it comes to achilas Pesach, achilas matzah, so a katan is not only is a katan not chayv in matzah, but he doesn't even get a kiyim for eating matzah. When it comes to Karban Pesach, so although there's no chiv, there's a kiyum. What's different? Because since it says Selabayis in two places in the Gemara, Selabayis lav deraisa, that means there's no chiv. That's the Gemara Nedarim, there's no chiv. Selabayis in Pesachim tells me that there's a kiyum mideraisa. So it's no different than a nashim, women, who are pater for mitzvah asei she'ez man grama, but even though they're pater, if they want to fulfill the mitzvah, they do get a kiyum mitzvah. That's clear. So katan as well, even though they're not chayiv in mitzvahs, at least Karban Pesach in particular, so they can be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And that's why the Rambam holds, if you shechted for them Karban Pesach Rishon, even though you didn't have to, they have fulfilled their mitzvah mideraisa, and therefore they don't have to do, and they shouldn't do, a Pesach Sheni. That's the Chiddush of Chaim. So I thought perhaps you could use this as a model for our case as well. The Shechita of Karban Pesach, the whole idea of Selabayis is referring to Shas Shechita. The Gemara tells us that when do you finalize the guest list? Shas Shechita. You could add and subtract as much as you want until Shas Shechita. So Shas Shechita, based on Psukim, is the Selabayis is Shas Shechita where everything is defined. That's why we include everything. So I thought perhaps you could say that just like a katan is Bechlau the Zvicha of Shechita's Karban Pesach, and we know, Rav Soloveitchik felt the Rambam Shita, that Shechitas Chulin is based on Shechitas Kachim, that's Sifri. So maybe you could extend it here as well, that you're right, in general, a katan is pater in all mitzvahs aseh. But when it comes to Zvicha in particular, based on the model of Shechitas Karban Pesach, maybe this is the one mitzvahs aseh that a katan taka is not chayvin, but he's at least mekayim, he can fulfill. So just like Rav Chaim said, that the katan is not chayvin Karban Pesach, but he's bar karbon, he's not mufka from the parsha karbanos, he's still bechlal parsha karbanos, and that he can mekayim it. So too, maybe you could say that he is bechlal the parsha of the zvicha in general by shchitas chulin, and you don't have to say like the Ravid, like the Shach says, that the iser nevel of shchita. No, it's a shchita. Like the Rambam says, it's just a mitzvah aseh of shchita. There's no lav attached to it. But a katan's bechlal the parsha of shchita based on the Reb Chaim, the Rambam by Karban Pesach. That's a suggestion. So I guess, okay, we'll stop here. There's interesting Ramah just in terms of the ages of everyone, but I think that's enough for today, a lot of information. So we'll stop here. And then we have Seder tomorrow till 12 or so.